Do you know what that's called when the guy is squatted down? What do you call that? Say, if you're getting down like that, what do you call that? You ever heard the name for that?
No.
You ever heard hunker down? Or the haunches? That part?
No.
Okay. Somebody's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but still looks a bit... Okay. Who's a person who can lift heavy weights? What do you call?
Boxer.
Okay, but what do you say about him? He's really...
strong.
Okay, would you say anything else?
No.
Okay. Who is somebody, if somebody's easy to get along with, what would you say? What would you call him?
Easy to get along with?
Yeah, somebody, if you want to say somebody's easy to get along with, how would you describe them? What would you say about them? Would you call them something?
Good night,
person. Okay.
Have a good night,
sir. Okay. Somebody, like a teenager, who's all arms and legs and always stumbling over his feet, you say he's mighty what?
Uncoordinated.
Okay. Person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's a plain...
dumb person.
Okay. What, does the word fool mean anything to you? If you call somebody a fool, what do you say?
They don't have much sense.
Okay, and what about somebody who doesn't like spending money? What do you call them?
A tightwad.
What about the word, when you use the word common about a person, what does that mean? You say, she's common. What are you saying about her?
She's bad.
No good?
No good.
Yeah. Bad in what sense? I'm not sure I understand. Common means just...
you think she does, or whatever.
Okay, it's a very, very negative
right.
word then. Okay. An old person, say about 80, who does farm work and doesn't get tired, you say, I don't care how old he is, she's mighty, what?
Strong.
Okay. Would you ever say spry or lively?
Lively.
Children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Okay. And would you say, if you would say, put my mind at ease, I'm a little bit...
nervous.
Okay. Would you say uneasy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How would you say that? If you would say that in a sentence.
I'm a little uneasy.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared.
She is afraid now, but she, in the past, she...
was.
Or she...
will be.
Did she ever say, would you say used to be?
Used to be.
Afraid. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and doing, like you say, he's mighty...
careless.
Okay. Now, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
strange.
Okay. Now, would you ever use queer to mean
uh-huh.
strange?
Uh-huh.
Now, does queer have any other connotations for you?
Yeah.
Okay, what else does it mean?
It just means you're queer.
Does it have sexual connotation to you, too? Does it mean something in terms of, for example, does it mean homosexual to you, too?
More or
less. Okay. Somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can change it is mighty what?
Bullheaded.
Okay. Anything else? Any other words to that?
Set my way.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing the temper, you say, is mighty...
touchy.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
offended.
Okay. Would you think he would say it any other way?
Yes.